Background checks have become a standard part of the hiring process for many companies. However, a recent lawsuit against Sheetz, a popular convenience store chain, has spotlighted this practice. Let's dive into the details of this case and explore its implications for both employers and job seekers. Sheetz's hiring practices, a closer look at background checks. Sheetz, a family-owned convenience store chain, operates over 670 locations across 6 states in the Mid-Atlantic region. With more than 23,000 employees as of 2023, the company's hiring practices affect a significant number of workers. The chain has been expanding rapidly, with plans to open 30 new stores annually, further increasing its workforce and the number of background checks it conducts. Background checks are a crucial part of the retail industry's hiring process. According to a 2022 survey by the Professional Background Screening Association, PBSA, 94% of employers conduct at least one type of background screening. For retail businesses like Sheetz, these checks help ensure customer safety and protect company assets. The importance of background checks has only grown in recent years. A 2023 study by the National Association of Professional Background Screeners found that 96% of employers reported that background checks had uncovered information that would have disqualified a candidate. This underscores the critical role these checks play in the hiring process. However, the process of conducting background checks is regulated by federal law, specifically the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA. This is where Sheetz found itself in hot water. What's the lawsuit against Sheetz? Allegations and details. In late 2023, a class-action lawsuit was filed against Sheetz in the U.S. District Court. The lawsuit alleges that Sheetz violated federal law and its background check procedures during the hiring process. The main allegation is that Sheetz failed to provide proper disclosure and obtain written consent from job applicants before conducting background checks. This might seem like a minor oversight, but it's a significant violation of the FCRA. The lawsuit seeks to represent all job applicants and employees who were subject to Sheetz's background check process within the past 5 years. Given Sheetz's size and growth, they opened their 700th store in 2023, this could potentially affect thousands of individuals. It's worth noting that this lawsuit comes at a time when Sheetz has been making headlines for other reasons. In 2023, the company announced a significant wage increase for its employees, raising the minimum wage to $15 per hour across all locations. This move was part of a broader trend in the retail industry to attract and retain workers in a competitive labor market. Understanding the legal basis, FCRA requirements and violations. To grasp the implications of this lawsuit fully, it's essential to understand the requirements set forth by the Fair Credit Reporting Act. The FCRA is a federal law that regulates the collection, dissemination, and use of consumer information, including information used for employment purposes. Under the FCRA, employers must follow specific steps when conducting background checks. 1. Provide a clear and conspicuous disclosure to the applicant that a background check may be obtained for employment purposes. 2. Obtain written authorization from the applicant to conduct the background check. 3. If considering adverse action based on the background check results, provide the applicant with a copy of the report and a summary of their rights under the FCRA. The lawsuit against Sheetz alleges that the company needed to properly disclose its intent to conduct background checks and obtain proper authorization. These violations, if proven true, could result in significant penalties. In similar cases, companies have faced fines of up to $1,000 per violation. With potentially thousands of affected individuals, the financial implications for Sheetz could be substantial. Sheetz's response and potential industry-wide implications. As of early 2024, Sheetz has not publicly commented on the specifics of the lawsuit. However, the company has previously stated its commitment to fair hiring practices and compliance with all applicable laws. This lawsuit is not unique to Sheetz. In recent years, several major retailers have faced similar allegations. The Sheetz case highlights a growing trend of scrutiny on employment background checks. According to data from WebRecon, a litigation statistics service, FCRA lawsuits increased by 12% from 2022 to 2023. This trend suggests that companies across industries need to be more vigilant about their background check procedures. For the retail industry specifically, this case serves as a wake-up call. With high employee turnover rates, the National Retail Federation reported an average turnover rate of 69% for the retail industry in 2023. Retailers conduct a large volume of background checks. This makes them particularly vulnerable to potential FCRA violations if their processes are not carefully managed. The implications of this case extend beyond just legal compliance. In an era where corporate social responsibility is increasingly important to consumers, how companies treat their employees and job applicants can significantly impact their brand image. A 2023 survey by Deloitte found that 59% of consumers consider a company's ethical practices when making purchasing decisions. This suggests that the outcome of cases like the Sheetz lawsuit could have broader implications for a company's reputation and bottom line. Key takeaways for employers and job applicants. The Sheetz lawsuit offers valuable lessons for both employers and job seekers. Here are some key points to consider. For employers. 1. Review your background check procedures. Ensure that your process complies with all FCRA requirements. This includes providing clear disclosures and obtaining proper authorization. 2. Train your hiring staff. Make sure everyone involved in the hiring process understands FCRA requirements and the importance of compliance. Regular training sessions help keep staff up to date on the latest legal requirements. 3. Consider using specialized services. Many companies now offer FCRA-compliant background check services that can help reduce the risk of violations. 4. Stay informed about legal changes. Employment law is constantly evolving. Regular training and updates can help you stay compliant. Consider subscribing to legal newsletters or working with an employment law attorney to stay current. 5. Implement a vigorous audit process. Review your background check procedures regularly to ensure ongoing compliance. This can help catch potential issues before they become legal problems. For job applicants. 1. Know your rights. Familiarize yourself with the FCRA and your rights regarding background checks. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau summarizes these rights on their website. 2. Read all hiring documents carefully. Pay close attention to any disclosures about background checks and make sure you understand what you're agreeing to. Don't hesitate to ask questions if anything is unclear. 3. Request a copy of your background check. If a company decides not to hire you based on your background check, they are required to provide you with a copy of the report and a summary of your rights. Take advantage of this to ensure the information is accurate. 4. Keep records. Save all documents related to your job applications, including any disclosures or authorizations for background checks. These could be important if any issues arise later. 5. Be proactive. If you know there might be issues with your background check, consider discussing them upfront with potential employers. The importance of proper background check procedures cannot be overstated. A 2023 survey by HR.com found that 95% of employers reported that background checks uncover issues that wouldn't have been found otherwise. However, the same survey found that only 67% of employers were very confident that their background check processes were fully compliant with all applicable laws. This gap between the value of background checks and the confidence in their legal compliance underscores the need for ongoing education and improvement in this area. It also highlights the potential risks for companies that don't prioritize compliance in their hiring processes. As we move further, we'll see continued focus on employment background check practices. The Sheetz lawsuit serves as a reminder that even large, established companies can face significant legal challenges if they don't carefully adhere to all aspects of employment law. For job seekers, this case highlights the importance of being an informed applicant. Understanding your rights and carefully reviewing all hiring documents can help protect you in the job search process. For employers, the message is clear: rigorous compliance with FCRA requirements is not just a legal obligation, but a crucial aspect of responsible hiring practices. As the retail industry continues to evolve, maintaining fair and legally compliant hiring processes will be essential for success. The outcome of the Sheetz lawsuit will undoubtedly be watched closely by employers and legal experts alike. Regardless of the result, it serves as a valuable reminder of the complexities involved in the hiring process and the importance of strict adherence to employment laws. As the job market evolves, staying informed and compliant will be key for employers and job seekers navigating the background check landscape.